following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hello everyone, this is Pastor Fausto Fluker with Refuge Family here in Huntington Beach Calvary Chapel. It is always a joy that I'm given the opportunity to share with you a little devo, a little food for thought, and to know that not only in Spanish, but also in English, and also in the language of love, which is a universal language, we know God's love is so amazing. God's love is so powerful. Today, I would like to encourage you with these words and allow you to just think in the way of how Jesus himself showed up and showed us the way. The Bible says that we are to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. How important it is to fix our eyes on the Lord, be focused on Jesus. It's all about Jesus, who for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, the tremendous sacrifice of dying, the death of a criminal, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. When you talk about being a Christian, being a follower of Christ, when you talk about being a servant of God, then it's no unfamiliar term to know that we must suffer for God's sake. Many times we are so preoccupied with our own feelings and emotions. We are so caught up with many things that have happened to us recently or for a long time and yet still have left scars that are still tender in our soul, in our minds, the memory. And yet today I would like to encourage you to fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Also, the words of the Apostle Paul, forgetting that which is behind me, I press on towards the calling, the high calling of God before us. You see, the Lord has a beautiful plan for you and me, and God loves us so much that he has a tremendous plan that he wants to display before us. But if he was to tell us the whole thing, we couldn't really contain it. We couldn't really understand it. So he let us know little by little, bit by bit. The Bible says in the book of Psalms that the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. So the word of God gives us the guidance that we need day to day, step by steps, but also he's the light that illuminates all around us, even from afar. Jesus is the light of the world, and whoever believes in him, the light of life will be in them, Jesus said. And there will be no darkness in us. Also, John the Apostle said in 1 John 1:5 that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. So we are pressed on by the truth that brings light into our minds and hearts, into our understandings. There's no gray area. It's either black or white in the sense of it's either right or wrong. And yet the Bible explicitly tells us, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. When you and I think about what we're listening to in the news, what we hear about so much going on, we wonder, as Christians, do our prayers really have any effect? And the answer is yes, yes, because his promises are yes and amen. Jesus came as the Son of God, but also as a servant of God the Father. And he showed us the example of how we ought to also live our lives as servants. For Jesus came not to be served unto, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. So it is a joy to serve the Lord. It is a joy to serve others as we do it as unto the Lord. Be encouraged today. Don't hesitate to just extend your helping hand and help somebody. And also to give is a gift of God. God has shown us the beautiful gift of generosity. Have you been checking your accounts? How much have you been given to the Lord? How much of your time, how much of resources and everything else? Not only Jesus came as a servant, but also He taught us not to be lords over others, but to be the servant of others. He who wants to be the first, let him be the last. He who wants to be a leader, let him be a servant. And to be a leader is such a tremendous responsibility. But also, we are not just to lead because we are good communicators or we articulate our word, we prepare well our topic, our subject, our conversation, but rather because we lead by example. And so much knowledge, so much information, but sometimes very little transformation. So as we lead by examples, we show that Jesus has changed our lives and continues to do so, so others may also grab hope in knowing that there is hope for everyone. God can change people's lives. Also, Jesus said that we are to be as a child, innocent, tender, humble, and also believe with all his heart and mind. The attitude of us being young compared to whom? To those who are older than us. When I started in the ministry, I was a teenager. And as a teenager, I always looked for people older than me. Of course, wiser than me. Better looking sometimes, not all the time. The thing is that I'm always eager to learn, to learn new things, to answer some of the questions that I may have in my mind or in my heart. Now that I'm older, I'm already in my 60s. I'm 61 years old. I cannot even believe it. So don't be surprised. I look so young and you're 61. Well, really? Well, thank you for your kindness, but you got to be truthful. The fact is that I used to have curly hair. I used to wear it long. I used to be very skinny. Now I'm not going to tell you how much I weigh. But in the midst of all of that, God has filled my life with his spirit and his joy and his peace. And I believe that really the Lord wants us to fix our eyes on him, who is the author and finisher of our faith. God has begun a good work that he is going to make it complete. He's going to finish it the day that he comes. So in the meantime, we are a work in progress. So let us continue to move forward and also step away from selfish ambition. Step away from that place where your reputation is so important. No, it's Jesus' reputation. Let people think what they want to think. You're not going to ever please everybody, but as long as you please the Lord, that's the main thing. He knows your heart. And also, we are human. And because we're human, we are going to make many mistakes. Be quick to forgive and also be quick to ask for forgiveness. The main thing here that we see in the scriptures is that when we are obedient, we have so much going for us. You look at throughout the scriptures, Old Testament, New Testament, those who were obedient to the Lord, obedient to the commandments of the Lord, God used them in a mighty way, beyond our wildest imagination. So let us walk in obedience. Let us check our hearts. Lord, have I been obedient to what you say, to do beyond of what I would be willing to do? Because you said so, I will do it as long as your presence goes with me. And it's a joy to see the Lord, how he will excel our even most wild imagination. Let us be obedient, because Jesus was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So for us to die to ourselves and to die to our selfish ambitions should be our goal. Oh God, make me die at the altar of consecration, not my will, but yours. Not for anyone's glory, but for your glory, Jesus. And as Paul the Apostle said, that everything that was of great significance or of any value, he considered but dunk, he said. He said it. And yet all for the purpose of knowing him and experience the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. Those are three valuable things to acquire, to know him and to experience the power of his resurrection, supernatural power, and to have fellowship in his sufferings. May the Lord richly bless you. Again, my name is Fausto Fluker. I'm originally from Lima, Peru. I got saved at the Jesus Movement in the 70s. I've been serving God for over 4 decades, and I'm telling you, Jesus is as real as he was the very first day I opened my heart and received him as my Lord and my Savior. And I recommend you to be afresh. Many times people talk about retirement, I'm being refired rather than being retired. because you need more of God, more of His fire. It doesn't mean that you're going to stop doing what you've been doing, do something else. The thing is, don't stop doing what God asks you to do, because it's the being that makes us do what we do. Being a child of God, being a servant of God, being a doer more than a hearer, and also being obedient to Him. I love you guys, Refuge family, and everyone else joining us in this short video, but again, a heartfelt devotions to the Lord in saying, God, help me to fix my eyes on You, the author and finisher of my faith. The Lord bless you. Muchas gracias. Que Dios les bendiga. Familia Refugio, Refuge family, God is with you and God loves you so much. See you next time. Muchas gracias. Bye-bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life